Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Or some kind of a dropper, I guess, being fed milk?
Yes, it is so cute. And the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries actually posted this video on their Facebook page. And it is so cute. The squirrel problem, I think, is a big one right now, which is why they put this video out there, because of all the trees that are down. If you think about it, think about all the squirrels that have been displaced because their home is no longer standing.
Well, that's right.
So apparently these wildlife rehabilitators that we have around the state are getting just high numbers of squirrels from people. And the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries is actually wanting people to know that you are not supposed to keep these in your possession. You're supposed to call one of these wildlife rehabbers who are certified to take care of these little baby animals if you find them.
And based on what you said at the end, I wonder if I could offer you a nice recipe for a squirrel.
I know that's why you were calling me. I just meant I want to eat it up. But everyone in the studio was like, Katie, did you just say you're going to eat the squirrel? And I'm like, no, I didn't mean that.
For those of you who missed it, so here's this adorable baby squirrel being fed milk with his dropper or syringe or whatever. And Katie says, oh, it's so cute, I just like to eat it. And I'm thinking, okay, so you want to eat the squirrel.
I know, and I should think about the fact that I said that in Louisiana, where we eat all kinds of different animals that people aren't used to.
But I knew I knew what you meant, and I knew you want to just like eat it up, like, you know, figuratively, because you just want it close to you.
It's just so cute.
But that was funny. It was a funny moment because, I mean, it really, you know, I mean, I know how you meant it, but it really came across like, hey, there's a cute squirrel. I think I want to eat the thing.
Yeah, I know. It was so funny because everybody in the studio, you should have seen their faces. It was hilarious. They all knew what I meant, but they also thought exactly what you did.
Oh, exactly.
That's what was funny.
Katie, you guys do a great job, and I just wanted to have a little fun with you talking about that because I saw that on the end of the news yesterday.
Anytime. I love having fun at my expense.
Okay. All right, Katie. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Katie Moore from Channel 4. So she doesn't really want to eat the squirrel. It's just a figurative speech. Like, you know, oh, that's so good. I just like to just gobble that up. I just like to eat that all up. But the way she said it was like, you know, I'd like to eat the squirrel.
I'll eat that squirrel.
Yeah.
That's the cuter, the tastier. Like, that's what I think.
Yeah. But see, you know, I mean, you know, we got to have respect for squirrels, you know? I mean, squirrels are people, too. Well, I mean, they're not really people, but they're cute. I mean, you realize without the bushy tail, a squirrel would basically be a rat. You know, I mean, a rat has, like, that tail. The squirrel's looks like almost the same thing, but it has a fluffy tail. So if the rat had a fluffy tail, people would be loving on rats.
You know who used to eat squirrel? And I'm not kidding about this.
Don Dubuque.
Deke Bellavia.
Really?
Yeah, I remember. Hey, brother Ian, man, you got to see this video. I got to cook up a squirrel, man.
Squirrel. And then the little haunches of the, you know, I mean, they'd be kind of tiny.
I got to figure it's pretty gamey. I'm sure somebody's going to text us and be like, squirrel meat is delicious.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know, there's a lot of other things to eat. And please don't tell me it tastes like chicken.
No.
Because if it tastes like chicken, then why not eat chicken?
Yeah, right? Come on.
Yeah, poor little squirrel. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oakland Heart Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Let me get back to some of your calls on this Free for All Friday. Oh, by the way, listen, I talked to a couple of people at Dorgnax And I found out that after Sunday, DoorDash goes back to regular business hours. Hallelujah. Okay, speaking of that, let's go to Floyd in Houma. Floyd, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, thanks for taking my call.
Man, you're welcome. So tell us about this moment you got power.
Man, at almost exactly at 12:30 yesterday afternoon, bam, it came on.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
And so,
we've been dark since day one. At 10:30 in the morning, it went out. First of all, the cable went out. 2 minutes later, the power went out. And then I got up that morning to make matters worse. We had no water at all. And I'm an old-timer, and every hurricane season, I got a great big old tub I fill up with water.
Yeah.
So we managed to use the bathroom a little bit.
Well, that's good.
This is when my favorite station since the 50s, I put my radio on, WWL 870 on the dial.
Well, Floyd, all these years later, we're still happy to be here with you and for you.
But my biggest disappointment is my parish government let me down. When things started, and we had it rough down here, we had gale and hurricane force winds for at least 18 hours. And I had my WWL radio on. And I go back to Henry Dupre and Vicky Vinakovich and the Dawn Busters and Bob Ruby and David Tyree and Garland Robinette.
I started way back. My first job in radio was as Bob Ruby's producer.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I started out in radio. It's Bob Ruby's.
But anyhow,
producer.
when the power started coming back on, I mean, we used to hear the parish president from St. Tammany would call in, and the sheriff and Orleans would call in, and St. Bernard would call in, and St. John the Baptist would call in, and Lafourche would call in, and Jefferson would call in, but not a damn thing from Terrebonne Parish. And finally, we had no telephone either, Finally, on the third day, some guy from Terrebonne Parish called in, and I think, I don't know, maybe Newell was on. And he said, did y'all ever hear anybody call in with Terrebonne Parish government? And they said, no. So a day or two later, another guy calls in. Nobody from Terrebonne Parish government called
Floyd,
in.
Floyd, in their defense, Terrebonne Parish was hit so hard. And, man, they might have been, and communications was difficult, and maybe they couldn't get through. Maybe they were doing other things to try to get the power back.
But somebody was getting in. Our parish council lady, Domang, she called in.
No, you're right. You're right. And look, while I say in defense of them, I will also say that it is imperative of community leaders and presidents of parishes to come forward with information. No matter what the information is, you've got to be in touch with your people. So if you didn't hear, I'm sure some were on, but if this was a flaw in the way they do things, then they need to change that. And I know they were hard hit, but Floyd, I'm glad you got your power back.
Scoot, we got a multi-million dollar facility, storm-proof shelter we built that supposedly keep, I don't know, I think it's 74 people gone for, I don't know, 10 or 12 or 15 days. And I think it's inexcusable that somebody didn't have a telephone up there to call WWL and let us know what the hell was going on.
Maybe this is something that definitely needs to be looked into. So, Floyd, I'm glad you raised the issue. And, Floyd, I'm glad you got power back, and I appreciate the call.
Thanks for taking my call, Scoot.
Okay, Floyd. And, look, for Floyd and for all of you who have had the moment, this is for those of you who have gotten power back. It is a hallelujah moment, and the next hallelujah moment is going to come when you get cable and internet if you don't have that yet. So we talked to Mike Cooper, president of St. Tammany Parish, and Mike said that this is a number from Charter Spectrum that you can call. He said that they're working to get your cable and internet back, and he's hoping that the Slidell hub, he wasn't sure what this means, but the Slidell hub should be back online by the end of the weekend. But if you want to know about Charter's Spectrum cable and internet, here's a phone number. 833 877-6094. That's 833-267-6094. Good luck getting through. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back on Free For All Friday on WWL. This was a number one hit in America. Save the Best for Last. Vanessa Williams. It was on this day, September 17th, 1983, Vanessa Williams was crowned Miss America. She became the first black Miss America. I don't know if there's anybody on the planet who is prettier than Vanessa Williams. I mean, she is absolutely stunning. I mean, Alicia Keys, really stunning as well. There are people maybe as pretty as Vanessa Williams. I don't think anybody's prettier than Vanessa Williams. I mean, there's some really beautiful people in the world. She's one of them. This was her number one hit. I don't think she would have had this opportunity if she would not have lost her title. She lost the title of Miss America when the next year, nude photos of her with another woman were published in Penthouse magazine. And for research, I had to look at the pictures. So I checked it out. I mean, I looked at the pictures. I studied them very, very carefully. They were black and white, very, very artistic. But yes, I had to look at them. And I think that is what really launched her career. And isn't it interesting that becoming Miss America, even the first black Miss America, isn't as good publicity as pictures of you nude? And I think of all the people that have posed nude, and I'm trying to think of somebody whose career was ruined because of nude photos. I mean, there were people like wasn't her name Paula Jones? One of the women that Bill Clinton allegedly boinked, she got an offer to pose in Playboy magazine, and she did. That was a nude spread of her in Playboy magazine. So sometimes it really enhanced people's careers. And I don't think Vanessa Williams would have been as remembered. I mean, nobody remembers. I mean, you would remember her because she was the first Miss Black America, but she gained so much more from that, I believe, anyway. So it's interesting how our society really does celebrate people who pose nude. Think about it. Okay, let's go to Janice in New Orleans. Hey, Janice, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
Good.
That's good. Yeah, the other day, I was so happy. You should see me. I'm on the front porch clapping my hands, dancing. Yeah, I was real happy. I saw a FedEx truck. Now I'm looking forward to seeing a UPS truck.
Oh, it can't be far behind.
Got to see these people out there again delivering things, you know. Now, I wanted to say something here. You know, well, for one thing, I got a neighbor here. He's a young guy. I'd be shocked if he was even 30 years old. I don't think he is. Young guy. And he has COVID. You hear the COVID. And just a couple of nights ago, ambulance comes, fire truck, and ambulance. I heard something. I went by the window, and I peeked, and I saw it. And then I don't know. I think they took him. They may have taken him. I'm not sure. But then later on, this is around 7:30, 8 o'clock, around 11:30, they're back again. So, I mean, you know, here's the thing, though. These people, I just love this. When they talk about, oh, pre-existing conditions, he's overweight. Oh, she's got diabetes. Yeah, I'm fine. Oh, I'm healthy. No, that's an excuse that people use not to get the vaccine. What they don't realize is that anyone can get this. A woman who got her first shot, lost her fiance and her 18-year-old son who was just getting ready to go into high school. And here's another thing that gets me, Scoot. I can understand if you have a reason, a doctor tells you that for whatever reason, you shouldn't get the vaccine. Okay, and you have documents for this, and it's a doctor and everything. That I can understand. But people, I'm going to really surprise you.
Come on, Janice, surprise him. Lay it on him.
Religion has nothing to do with this.
Tell him what to do.
It has nothing to do with Jesus or heaven or anything else.
Tell him what to do.
That's just something you all are using. That's an excuse, Scoot, that should never be accepted by anyone. I know if I had a business, it would not be accepted by me.
All right, Janice. You're telling him.
Religion has nothing to do with your health, people. What you need to do here is, everything you can to keep yourself safe and to keep your family safe. My neighbor here the other day, you know, he had called him. When he called him, he got one night he couldn't breathe, and another night he got dizzy. And, I mean, this is really serious, people. And this is a young guy I'm talking about.
No, it is serious, Janice. So I appreciate your renewed warning to get the vaccine. We had a guy call earlier, and he said he wasn't going to do it. And he, you know, heard us talking about it on the air and was convinced that it was the right thing to do. So,
well, please do, because my neighbor Keith is having a very hard time. Yeah. I mean, how would you like to be in your house? He's by himself there. He lives alone.
No, it's sad.
You're feeling dizzy or something. I mean, that's got to be scary.
No, they're really scary and sad stories. And, you know, nobody who gets sick seems to be saying, wow, I'm sure glad I didn't get the vaccine. At that point, they're kind of begging for it. Janice,
they realize.
Glad you called. Okay. Have a nice weekend. All right, let's go to Elwin downtown. Elwin, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Thank you for hanging on.
Hey, man, I'm not going to make the Eric Clapton show, but he's got a video with J.J. Cale as a special guest.
J.J. Cale. Now, did he do After Midnight? Yeah, he did After. J.J. Yeah, Cale did the original After Midnight, and then Eric Clapton also did it.
Right. I'm going to get that DVD. It's at the Mushroom. I think the Mushroom holding it for me. But I won't be at the concert. But I remember seeing going to Eric Clapton concert back when Muddy Waters was here at the auditorium.
Yeah,
that's been years ago.
Yeah,
and they put on a good show, him and Muddy Waters. So
yeah, there's
if you're going to the show, Scoot, enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself for me,
Alan.
I know it's going to be a good one.
It will be a good one. Yeah, and there's something really bluesy. I mean, he's rock. Eric Clapton is rock, but there's something very bluesy about a lot of stuff that he does. So I can see where he, you know, embraced the J.J. Cales and the Muddy Waters and people like that.
Yeah, because it was a good show with Muddy Waters. I mean, I went with this guy named Ken McEntee. I don't know if you remember
Ken McEntee. Well, I remember him. Kickin' Ken.
Yeah, Kickin' Ken.
I remember Kickin' Ken.
He's no longer around. He passed away. He passed away.
I'm sorry. He was a big DJ. He was a big DJ here.
Yeah, he was a big DJ, and I was good friends with him. Him and Jim White, and all, you know, and a bunch of other ones. At 101.
Sorry to hear that Ken McEntee passed away.
He passed away about 4 or 5 years ago.
I'm sorry to hear that.
He was from Mishawaka, Indiana.
Oh, wow. That's a shame. Sad to hear.
Around Notre Dame.
Well, Elwin, I appreciate the call, and I'll enjoy the concert for you. So, you know, if you want to call in Monday, I'll let you know how we enjoyed it.
Well, guess what? I'm going to have the DVD, and I'm going to let you know how I enjoyed that.
Please do.
So it's just going to be like, we're going to compare things.
We'll talk to you Monday. All right, Elwin, I'm glad you called. In fact, Monday on the show, you know, the Counting Crows are going to be at the Sanger Monday night. Earth, Wind, and Fire is going to be at the Sanger Tuesday night. So I had a conversation with Adam Dirtz, the lead singer of Counting Crows. Had a conversation with him maybe 2 months ago. I don't know. When tickets first went on sale, we had a conversation with Adam. Great conversation on the air. We're going to replay that conversation Monday afternoon on the show. And you're going to be surprised toward the end when Adam talks about his connection to New Orleans and storms. And you would not think that somebody like Adam Dirtz of Counting Crows would be in this situation. But he was here during Katrina. So we'll have all of that on the air for you Monday afternoon. Okay, let's go to Ian Hoke with a couple of your text messages.
Here's a text that says, a feel-good moment, heart emoji. I saved my pennies and gave the guys who pick up my trash in sweltering heat money to buy lunch.
Nice.
Shout out to Diamond Waste Disposal. They always have a smile on their beautiful faces, and they thank me for being a customer. Thankful.
You know, this is going to be one of those moments when we start to really appreciate the people who pick up our trash, because we take it for granted. We put the trash, we make the trash, we put the trash out, the trash gets collected, and that's it. And now, like, I waved at somebody who was on the back of a truck, garbage truck, the other day. And so I think these people are going to really start to be respected for what they do.
I had not planned to read this, but this just caught my attention, and it's crazy if this is true. Earth, Wind, and Fire are playing on September 21st?
Yeah, I just mentioned that.
Sorry, I was on
I know
the phone.
You're busy. Yeah, Earth, Wind, and Fire at the Sanger.
On the 21st.
Tuesday. Yeah. Counting Crows
the
Monday.
The 21st night of September?
The 21st
Are
night
Are you kidding me?
Do you remember
the 21st night of September? That's going to be an amazing moment.
We got to go to the break with that.
Okay. All right, great. Here's some text about squirrels. Squirrels are just rats with good public relations.
Exactly. But it's the tail. It's the tail. The tail.
But the rats
difference.
Wish they had a fluffy tail.
I bet
of
they
that
do.
Weird, veiny thing. Here's the text that says, "I make squirrel, and I've been keeping rats at home for 10 years. I'm a rat lover, and their tails are weird." Here's a text that says, "I make squirrel and venison gumbo every year, and it's always delicious. Squirrel tastes much like rabbit, and it tastes at least 3 sets of squirrel legs to make." This comes from Ed and Miro. Thanks, Ed.
Hey, Ed, hope you enjoy it. No competition from me.
Before we go to break, you know, yeah. I just got some breaking news, you know, about Eric Clapton. You know who's opening for Eric Clapton?
Jimmy Vaughn?
No.
No, who?
Metallica.
Oh, Metallica.
Yeah.
See, and I thought Metallica was going to be performing at Lakeview Harbor at West End this weekend.
They're doing a doubleheader.
Maybe they're going to do both. Okay, yeah. Because, you know, Metallica plays every weekend in New Orleans.
Oh, my God.
Somewhere around September. Here. Yeah, get that song racked up.
You ready?
And when we come back, also, I want to pay a little tribute to Norm Macdonald from Saturday Night Live and from movies. Just a really unique comedian. He had a very, very unique voice and a unique delivery of comedy. And I really respected him. And he passed away this week. He had cancer and didn't let a lot of people know, but he passed away at the age of 61. That's really young. So we're gonna just remember a little bit of Norm Macdonald coming up here in just a few minutes. So Earth, Wind, and Fire is playing at the Sanger Tuesday, September 21st. That's crazy. Man, this song is going to get a lot of attention when they play it. Here we go. Yes! That is so awesome. I'm glad somebody figured that out. Concerts are back. Eric Clapton, Saturday night, Smoothie King Center. Counting Crows, Monday night. Still some tickets available for that. Monday night at the Sanger. And Earth, Wind, and Fire. Do you remember the 21st night of September? You will if you go to the concert. I'm Scoot on the Air. We'll be back on WWL. On this day, September 17th, 1966, Mission Impossible debuted on TV. Remember that show very well. Kind of too complicated for me, though. It was very complicated for my fragile little brain.
You couldn't understand Mission Impossible?
Yeah, because the mission was impossible.
It was just...
It was amazing, though.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, the stuff that they came up with.
I wonder how the movie holds up.
Well, they keep doing it.
I mean, I know they've made like 8 of them by now or whatever, yeah. But the original...
But the original TV show was really good, and I think some of the Tom Cruise... I haven't seen any of them, but I think the Tom Cruise movie's done really well.
Yeah, I mean, they're certainly commercially successful. I don't, you know...
Yeah.
I remember the first Mission Impossible film, I think, was pretty badass. And I think that's when Tom Cruise was kind of the only guy in Hollywood who was, like, doing all his own stunts, and there was, like, a lot of buzz
about
that.
Yes, I remember that, yeah.
And then that iconic scene with him dropping down from the ceiling. Yeah. He's all strapped up, and he comes down on the road. You can't touch the floor! Which, actually, there, and maybe you know this. Have you ever heard of the film Top Copy? Topkapi.
No.
It's got Peter Ustinov in it. I think it came out in the late 60s. It was filmed on location in Turkey, and it's like a heist film. Where they're stealing the jewel from the Turkish Museum or whatever. And that's where the Mission Impossible scene where Tom Cruise drops down and you can't touch the floor. That entire construct was just completely ripped off from this film called Topkapi.
Really?
Yeah. My dad told me. He was very cynical about it. He was like, they did this in Topkapi 30 years ago. And he showed me the film one time, and it's a great, great movie. Interesting. Really interesting.
I think about Mission Impossible every time, like it's right before we're going on the air, and I look at all the stuff in front of me. This is going to be Mission Impossible.
That's like when I walk into my office where I do all the bits and bobs to program the station. I never know what's going to blow up.
Mission Impossible. You know, and nobody asked us if we chose to accept the assignment. You know, we accept it. Okay, so Norm Macdonald passed away. Great comedian, and he was on Saturday Night Live, did Weekend Update. Here's something that Norm Macdonald said that was interesting in a 1995 interview.
I've never had any strategy for anything in my life. I mean, I just stumble from one thing to the other. It would probably prevent me from being, like, super successful, but I'm just, like, I love this job. I'm really happy. You know, I liked when I was moving furniture.
Wait a minute. Who would like moving furniture? I respect people who move furniture. And I just witnessed people moving furniture from my old apartment to my new apartment. And I mean, I respect the hell out of people who do that. But Norm Macdonald was really kind of a nonchalant kind of guy. And he just really, there was something about him that was very unique. So let's go back to Norm Macdonald doing Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live.
Real estate mogul Donald Trump announced this week that after 3.5 years of marriage, he is seeking a divorce from wife Marla Maples. According to Trump, Maples violated part of their marriage agreement when she decided to turn 30.
That was long before he was president.
Brutal. Oh, God. Brutal.
I know. Norm Macdonald just had a way of still making us laugh today, but he really had a way of delivering a lot.
Rest in power, Norm.
Yep. All right, do we have time for anything here? Yeah, I guess we do. Okay, let's go to Sean and Kenner. Hey, Sean, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Yesterday you had made a brief mention of the Inspiration 4 going into orbit and that. I don't know if you know this or not, but there's a young man named Ty. He lives in Abita, right across the lake. Mm-hmm. He's a cancer survivor from St. Jude. And on the Teslas that took the crew to the launching pad, there was a license plate, and St. Jude had held a contest, and that young man, it was our contest, the young man Ty from across the lake won the contest, and so they put that on the license plates of the Teslas that took the crew to the launching pad.
Wow, that's an awesome story. I'm glad to hear that. And if Ty's listening, man, dude, congratulations.
Yeah, I'm sure some of his family is.
Yeah, that's really cool. And then, is it Haley Arsenault? Is that the name of the cancer survivor who has a prosthetic leg who is just doing a lot of good work at a hospital in Baton Rouge? She's one of the civilians on board. I think they're still up there, right?
Yeah, I think they're supposed to be up there for 4 days or something like that.
Yeah, 3 or 4 days. So, look, this was an amazing thing to me, this space trip. I mean, these civilians are orbiting the Earth. You know, going up and, you know, touching the threshold of space like Jeff Bezos did and Sir Richard Branson, I thought that was, you know, really cool and miraculous, but that's nothing. I mean, that's nothing compared to orbiting the Earth for several days.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sean, yeah, I know you had mentioned it yesterday, and I didn't know if you knew, but there's always a little local touch of some stuff around here, and that was one of the local touches. He won they did our contest, and he won it. If you Google it, you can see the license plate. It looks pretty cool.
Sean, I appreciate you sharing that with us. Thanks a lot, man. Have a good weekend.
You too.
All right. Eric Clapton, Saturday night. You're going to have to show that you have been vaxxed at least once, or show that you have a PCR negative test that you don't have COVID. Now, indulge me for just a moment because we're going into the break with my favorite Eric Clapton song. Now, look, I grew up with Cream. Great, great music. Loved it. Love Eric Clapton. But I got to honestly tell you, this is my favorite Eric Clapton song. Layla was great. Layla was great, but I love this song. Came out in the mid-80s. And the video really became part of the regular rotation on MTV. So Eric Clapton, this rocker from the 60s, was relevant again on MTV. And some of you, I'm sure, remember the Forever Man video. Looking forward to it. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. All right, we are slipping into the weekend. Hey, if you go out this weekend, you know, be careful. You know, social distance when you can. Wear a mask. Be smart. Hey, if you haven't gotten the vaccination, it might be a fun weekend thing to do. Hey, let's go out and get vaxxed, okay? Yeah, it might be fun. Coming up next, it's the Fans and the Pros with Mike Haas and Deuce McAllister. The Haas and the Deuce. At 7 o'clock, it's prep football roundup. At 10:30, it's Fantasy Football Forecast. The only football fantasy I've had involved whipped cream and a roll of duct tape, but we're not going to get into that on the show. Anyway, the Saints play Carolina.
What?
Saints play Carolina. That's going to be cool. And look, I tell you, one game, okay, LSU plays, what, Central Michigan? It's kind of a practice game for them. I'm really looking forward to the Tulane-Ole Miss game. Ole Miss ranked number 17. I think Tulane travels to Oxford to play Ole Miss. Man, that's going to be Tulane, they almost beat Oklahoma. I mean, they did a hell of a job. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that. Who do you think the highest paid quarterback in the NFL is? Well, according to this information, Patrick Mahomes, Chiefs, $45 million. Josh Allen, Bills, $43 million, second place. Dak Prescott, third place, $40 million. Deshaun Watson, Texans, $39 million. Yeah, I bet they're all rethinking that little situation. All right, I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, our market manager, Kevin Cassidy, our assistant brand manager and assistant program director and senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke. And as always, thank you for being part of the show. And don't forget to hang out with me this weekend. Join me on the Scoot on the Air YouTube channel. Lots of interesting videos there. And become a subscriber while you're there. Also, Scoot on the Air Facebook and Instagram. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Love you, New Orleans.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.